Define your kingdom dream to secure your glorious destiny. Cut it down while combating the ground. People without kingdom connection dreams don't last in the faith. They walk away like a pack of cards. I'd like you to focus on spiritual renewal in these 21 days of prayer and fasting. It will impact positively on all other areas of your life. All. Every lasting true transformation in the faith from Romans 12, 1 and 2 stems out of spiritual renewal. Offer your body as a living sacrifice, which is your holy and acceptable service. And you'll be transformed. You don't be conformed, but you'll be transformed. As you reposition yourself spiritually, you'll be transformed. So our transformation stems out of our spiritual reorientation. In the precious name of Jesus, everything about this year we deliver in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Requests are granted, but services are rewarded. There's no comparing the returns on requests with rewards. For this God is able to do in return for whatever you do, far exceeding above all we can ask or think. Ephesians 3:20. All we can ask or think. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. So when we engage with him, he rewards us with things above all we can ask or think. Amazingly. We are in for the best of time. Great things, like we said in that covenant exchange, will be happening in your life on their own accord. As we engage with him in the advancement of his kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Welcome to Apostle TV. The message you're about to watch will definitely transform your life. Be blessed as you watch.
The prophetic focus for the month is wonders of prayer and fasting, which connotes that prayer and fasting is a platform for steering the wonders of God in our lives. And so we're looking at this morning, engaging the wonders of prayer and fasting, which is going to be a teaching series for our Sunday services this month. Engaging the wonders of prayer and fasting, or tapping into the wonders of prayer and fasting, or experiencing the wonders of prayer and fasting. Your new year experience will begin this month. It's beginning this month. Your new era season is beginning this month. It will take a strong bearing from this 21 day of prayer and fasting. Something will break forth in your life. As light breaks forth, darkness will be shattered around your life. In the name of Jesus. Engaging the wonders of prayer and fasting. Now in stanza 3 of the song we sang, yes, it's sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease. Just from Jesus, simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Self is much an enemy of our destiny, just as sin is. Just from self or sin and self to sins. Just from Jesus simply taking whatever he says, his life brings joy and peace. I've always thought that the will of God is just what God says. No. You have and receive not because you ask to consume it on your loss. Self. Self. There are people that may not have God at all in their prayer content in these 21 days. Affairs of the kingdom, zero. Just from sin and self to sins, just from Jesus simply taking life and joy and peace. Life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus. So without a kingdom connection, destiny is vulnerable. To be kingdom connection empty is vulnerable. And the evil spirit is going out of a man, he goes about seeking rest. When he finally says, let me go back to where I was driven away from. Matthew 12, 43 to 45. And the later end of that man is worse than the beginning. There are many kingdom dreamless believers living vulnerable lives, sir. Pastors are called to be examples to the flock. I've been on several prayer episodes on mountains. There's not been one that I went, oh God, do this for me. Yet, he does things beyond what I will ever ask or think. Define your kingdom dream to secure your glorious destiny. Cut it down while combating the ground. People without kingdom connection dreams don't last in the faith. They walk away like a pack of cards. I've never had a dream house, but I have houses. One of my sons came from foreign mission one time. He said, this must be a dream come true. I said, I didn't dream. I didn't dream. You want a car? What is the color of the car? What is the size of the car? Children church affairs. Children church affairs. This prayer and fasting will spark off new things in everyone's life. Yeah. Teach us to pray. He said, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. Luke 11 and verse 1 to 5. Teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. Thy kingdom come. Now, it is that God rewards. And God's rewards is far, far more valuable than man's request. His rewards covers all your needs, known and unknown. Your request targets only what you know. He said, God who sees your prayer, investment, in kingdom advancement in secret, we reward you openly. God, this is your fasting. How many have ever fasted? For kingdom advancement, how many? Oh God, that contrast, I must get it. I will get He said, don't break your head. If you get, you run away. I know you. You asked to consume it on your loss. Long ago, I said to God, whatever you will give me that will not make you, your hand reach me again, please keep it. Keep it, I beg. Heaven is my target. And I'm sure of the color and the beauty of adventure on the earth working with Jesus. I'd like you to focus on spiritual renewal in these 21 days of prayer and fasting. It will impact positively on all other areas of your life. All. Every lasting true transformation in the faith from Romans 12, 1 and 2 stems out of spiritual renewal. Offer your body as a living sacrifice, which is your holy and acceptable service. And you'll be transformed. Don't be conformed, but you'll be transformed. As you reposition yourself spiritually, you'll be transformed. So our transformation stems out of our spiritual reorientation. In the precious name of Jesus, everything about this year will deliver in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Requests are granted, but services are rewarded. There's no comparing the returns on requests with rewards. For this God is able to do in return for whatever you do, far exceed above all we can ask or think. Ephesians 3:20. All we can ask or think. All we can ask or think. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. So when we engage with him, he rewards us with things above all we can ask or think. Amazingly. We are in for the best of time. Great things, like we said in that covenant exchange, will be happening in your life on their own accord. As we engage with him in the advancement of his kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The anchor scripture for this teaching is Isaiah 58 and verse 6 to 14. Is this not the first that I have chosen? This is God laying out there for us the purpose for prescribing fasting. This is the fasting that I have chosen. This is my prescribed fasting. This is what fasting is supposed to deliver. And we look at it, seven of those vital benefits. But before then, please note that every commandment of scriptures is for our profiting. Every. We are in the fasting days of the church. They asked Jesus, why do the disciples of John fast, but you won't keep eating? He said, you can't make the bridegroom, the guests of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them. But they come, when the bridegroom has taken away from them, then shall they fast in those days. Luke 5, verse 34 and 35. So the bridegroom has been taken away. He went off on Mount Olive. They saw him going to the skies. And now we are in the days of fasting. It's God's agenda for the hour. The same is repeated in Mark chapter 2 and verse 20. But the days will come when the realm shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. Mark 2:20. What's in it? Matthew 6:17 and 18. But thou, when thou fastest, not if thou fastest, when? When, not if. Anoint your head and wash thy face, so you don't appear to men as fast. That thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret. Thy Father which is in secret shall reward thee openly. There was this woman in Luke 3 who was serving God daily with prayer and fasting. They're talking about prayer and fasting service. You are serving God through prayer and fasting. Luke chapter 2, verse 37. Serving God through prayer and fasting. You are engaging with kingdom promotion agenda through prayer and fasting. Thou shalt serve and it shall bless. It will take sickness away from the midst of thee. You shall not be barren or cast young in the land. The number of your days you will fulfill. Those are returns for serving Jesus. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. So amazing returns accrue to us through the altar of prayer and fasting. This is vital in getting set for 2025, 21 day of prayer and fasting. So we shall be looking at seven fundamental spiritual blessings of prayer and fasting in this teaching. One, spiritual renewal is the call returns from the altar of prayer and fasting. Interestingly, seven out of the eight verses in that prayer and fasting chapter, Isaiah 56 to 14, have to do with spiritual renewal. Think of it. Is this not the first I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. You see the spiritual content of it? Eight. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy hair shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Righteousness going before you. Verse 9. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, renewal. Now verse 10. If thou draw thy soul to the hungry, satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity. That is, cease from self. You are not the light of yourself, you are the light of the world. Be a blessing. And thy darkness shall be as the noonday. Now, verse 11. The Lord shall guide thee continually, satisfy thy soul in drought, make thy bones fat. Thou shalt be like the water garden, and as drink for water whose waters fade up. That is the only verse that stands alone without the spiritual renewal content. But it draws from the previous verse. Praise God. Now, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old ways, the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the bridge, the restorer of paths to walk in. If thou turn away thy feet from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, and not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words. Spiritual renewal. And what will happen? Verse 14, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the heavens of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. So you will have this whole thing taking its bearing from our spiritual repositioning. In the precious name of Jesus, you are breaking forth. You are breaking forth. You are breaking forth. That goes to validate 2 Timothy 2:19-21. The foundation of God standeth sure, having the seal. The Lord knows that are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in the great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but of wood and of earth. If any man purges of all these things, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, made for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. The foundation of God. Foundation. Foundation. Spiritual renewal. Foundation. It turns the golden dimension of our destiny. Number two is spiritual empowerment. That destroys yokes in our lives and destroys yokes in the life of others through us. Isaiah 58, number 6. And that he break every yoke, and we know that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So it's for empowerment. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee. In the dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, as I've said in the sanctuary. Psalm 63, verse 1 to 3. So we pray and fast for empowerment. But we are empowered to serve. Not for show. We're empowered to serve and not for show. You shall receive power. You shall become my witnesses. We are not empowered for show. We're empowered for service. So how disposed we are to serve determines how empowered we ever get. How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and power, he went about the Father's business. We are not empowered for show, we're empowered to serve. No one can be any more empowered than is disposed to serve. That's very important. The more disposed we are to serve, the more empowered we become. So open up. Well, like we all know, no one puts new wine in an old wine skin. New wine must be put in the new wine skin so that both are preserved. Spiritual renewal is vital to spiritual empowerment. Turn you at my reproof, and I'll pour my spirit upon you. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 21, 23. And I make my words unto you. Turn, I will pour. Until you turn, I cannot pour. So a turn is required, but not pouring. A turn is fundamental, but not pouring. We are not empowered for show, we're empowered to serve. Secondly, understand that spiritual empowerment is a way to destroy every yoke of the wicked in these wicked days that we live in. They went out as he empowered them in Luke chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. And they returned with joy, saying, even devils were subject to us in your name. Verse 17. Control the sound, please. He said, I give to you power to the upon servants and scorpions and overall the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt. Yes, we're empowered to serve, but the empowerment is our insurance against all satanic assault. We're empowered to serve, and the empowerment ensures, and secures our lives. Praise God. Praise God. Throughout the year 2025, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt your family. Nothing shall hurt your spiritual life. Nothing shall hurt your children. Nothing shall hurt your grandchildren. It shall be a hurt-free year for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Number three, benefit from fasting is outbreak of revelation. Then shall thy light break forth out of obscurity. So expect outbreak of revelations in these 21 days of prayer and fasting that will set a pace for your great future. Expect it. Expect it. Expect it. Then shall thy light break forth. Revelation 4 verse 1, come up either, and I will show you the thing I will grow tomorrow. So we are going up spiritually from the altar of prayer and fasting to assess the things that will grow up tomorrow in our lives. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
There are many people here who have encountered amazing outbreak of light through the program of prayer and fasting. Watch out for it. Reach out for it. Identify materials. Define the chapters of scriptures you want to read or the books. And set yourself for outbreak of light. I will set a new tone for your life. From pure water I caught, and thou shalt not borrow. It was a 5-day prayer and fasting. I caught, you are absolutely responsible for the outcome of your life. Just give me behind for my living. I caught, you don't need to know anyone to scale the utmost height in line. Just know me. Daniel 11:32. There I called. My path is ordained by God as a shining light to shine more and more till the perfect day. And I vowed never to see a better last year. It was all from the prayer altar. You have two eyes. Can you make one to look on and one to look down? It was from the prayer and fasting altar. Expect outbreak of light this time.
Amen.
That will set a new tone for your life. It works like fire. It works like fire. It was there I found my son David. My prophetic plan is not a promise. He has no respect for prayers, nor fasting. It's a covenant. It's your part is played. I'm not committed. It's not in those books. Outbreak of light coming from the altar of prayer and fasting. See the manifestation. Emokita prodianota, eruzanzo, ekatano, eniam buketialura. People are just walking blindly without any concern. I need to see this thing. There's something here for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can I tell you the truth? I'd never prayed, God give me money. So he showed me the way. I know he doesn't answer to prayer. But if you remove money from the prayer point of people today, only 21 days away, there's nothing more remaining. Yet, you have heard me say 1 million times, don't answer to prayer, but you have not seen it. You have not seen it, so endeavor to see. Endeavor to see what makes it work. Outbreak of light is at the root of supernatural breakthrough. Arise, shine, your light is come. And the glory of God is upon thee. Darkness shall cover the earth, glory than the people, but no shall rise upon thee, which shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles will come to your light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. Oh, and these are flying as the cloud. Though you are forsaken, and no one went through thee, but I will make you an eternal excellency. So light changes people's story supernaturally. And this one shall become 1,000. And this one is a strong nation. Light. Next to salvation, revelation is the greatest asset of a believer. Next to salvation, revelation is the greatest asset of any believer. Set yourself for outbreak of light, and you shall have it. Set yourself for it, you shall have it. Number 4 returns is health, strength, and vigor. Thy head shall spring forth speedily. 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 And that's interesting because as light breaks forth, darkness packs out, and health springs forth speedily. Because most sicknesses and diseases are direct oppressions of the devil. He went about doing good, and he knew they were oppressed of the devil. And the devil operates in the realm of darkness. So when light breaks forth, darkness vanishes and life restored. So it stems out of that. The light shall breathe out as the morning, and your head follows, spring forth immediately. By the outbreak of revelation, everyone challenging health shall be supernaturally restored. Everyone's feebleness shall be turned to strength. And you can see that from Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my word, give ear to my sayings. And they will depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. But it shall be left to them that find it and health to all their flesh. So the word is the balm in Gilead. So outbreak of light destroys the hold of darkness. You are finding it. You are finding it. You are finding it. He sent his word and he healed him. and deliver them out of all their destructions. Everything called impossible, Jesus will turn it around. And my greatest joy towards the close of this last year was a young child, 10-year-old, diagnosed with autism in Germany, would never walk, would never talk, but he carried his bag on his back, told his parents, I'm going to come in our prayer this morning. Sound, save, settle. But we must keep away from sin to sustain our health. Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing than this come on thee. John 5:14. You find spiritual renewal at the root of all of these things. Number 5, express answers to prayers. Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. You ask according to his will, which is his word, and you are caught by the outbreak of light, he will answer. Oh, we must keep away from sin to keep the channel of our answered prayers open. My hand is not short. I could not save. But sin has separated me between you and me, and I can't hear you when you pray. Isaiah 59:1-2. Continuous guidance. Number 6. The Lord shall guide thee continually. And that's what terminates dry season in one's life. Following his guidance. That's the way that Simeon writes unto a man, the end thereof are the ways of death. So locate his direction for your life in the course of this fasting. And follow suit. And watch how he decorates your life. One of my sons in this church had a word years ago, 2001, I think, was in church and heard me say, there is no devalued currency. Just have enough. You have exchange. He had in his hand a green card. He returned it. Because God spoke to him right there, this is where you belong. It's flourishing today, all over, by following the direction he received from the Lord through a message. Some are just jumping to add one more business to their business and crumbled all the one they had before. Just watch out. And the third said, when he led them, Isaiah 48:21, through the desert, he brought forth water out of the rock for them, he cleared the rocks also, and the waters gushed down. It's your turn. When you follow as he leads you in the path of righteousness, only goodness and mercy will be following you. And that's your new era. Throughout this year and beyond, only goodness and mercy will be following you. And finally, supernatural breakthrough. Isaiah 58:14. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. In the Lord, not in things. In the Lord. In the Lord. Your delight in the Lord is sustained by the cause spiritual renewal. Thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord. Not in things. In the Lord. And now we cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. Not delight yourself in self, in possessions, in status, in position. Shall delight yourself in the Lord. In the Lord. God remains the all in all to you. It's what is final on every issue in your life. Thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord. Then you will ride upon the heavens of the earth. There's a place for you on top, he said to me, if you're interested. I said, Lord, I am. Then what do I tell you to do? Do it. 41 years ago, every child of God has a place on top. We are redeemed as a city set, as a house set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Every one of us has a place on top if we will keep doing what he tells us to do. Not only for some time and withdraw. Not to see his hand and run away. Thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord and you keep riding the high place of the earth. As you delight yourself in the Lord. And that simply means delight yourself in his commandment. Thank you, Jesus. So to keep great things happening, we must remain in love with God. To keep great things happening, to sustain breakthroughs in our life, we must stay in love with God. For eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, does not enter the heart of any man, what God has in stock for them that love him. That's why spiritual the newer is fundamental. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalm, the book of Psalms, 11 and verse 3. As you all know, the truly minded is life and peace, the carnally minded is death. Now, this is how to give life to where you're going. Have your kingdom dream defined. Pray them into reality. Have your kingdom dream defined and pray them into reality. Have your kingdom dream defined and pray them into reality. How many souls do I desire to bring to Jesus this year? Pray them into reality. How many do I see established in church this year? Pray them into reality. Among the wonders of prayer and fasting is being liberally disposed to the challenged. And you know, we have our Kingdom Care platform. What are you delivering to put smiles on the face of others this year? What are you delivering this month in particular? Somebody's feeling cold. You have clothes that are kept in your house that will never be used. One bag of rice can keep your life flowing with food forever if you have demands. Those are the things that make the prayer altar active and dynamic. You are constantly driving a certain God-centered objectives. God-centered objectives. No downtime. No downtime. One of us was with me yesterday, just completed one zona center, and another one is coming up. Yeah, I mean, and if God is not blessing, will he do it? So he blesses you when you carry a kingdom dream. It was in the heart of my father to be God and house. How can we be looking for rural churches in this kind of church, for God's sake? How can? How come? But self-centered, and who let? Self-centered, they self. You want to give where they will be known. He's a philanthropist. I'm a covenant conscious distributor. One day, one of my mentors said, give that man 500. I said, for what? For greeting you? No. I'm conscious, covenantly conscious. When I give to the poor, I shall not lack. When I give to glitter, I will lack. Amen. Life is so interesting. In the name of Jesus, you have entered your walk over here. You have entered into your walk over here. The things you used to struggle for won't even come near your mind.
Amen.
And yet they'll be walking at a pace unimaginable.
Amen.
Can I hear your loudest amen? To be dream empty for a child of God is a risk. Don't be caught empty. Having nothing, you're driving out and advancing his kingdom. Don't be caught empty. We're going to be making available again for those who may not have access to it, the copies of Kingdom Advancement Prayer Bulletins that we have in a revised edition that will be just one card only, a prayer item. And then the Holy Spirit begin to breathe on you to preach as many more as you can preach. But it's going to be a walk over here for everyone. Lift up your right hand to heaven and give God thanks for the amazing wonders available on the altar of prayer and fasting. Give God thanks. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Now, give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. Amen.